Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every prayer that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of
God. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
Oh, the good.
of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. All my life, you have been so faithful. All my life, you've been so, so good. I want to believe that those are not just words or lyrics to you that you are singing today, that it actually means something to you. This definitely is one of the greatest songs. It ranks high up there. To sing of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wow. I see a sister here today I've not seen for a long time. She can testify. Hallelujah. Because the enemy planned for her to be 6 feet under. But she's far above. Hey, somebody shout hallelujah. If I ask everyone here to give a testimony, I know we'll be here for a long time. Yes, we've had a share of struggles. But the goodness of God, the mercies of God, overrides. It's like a woman that's been pregnant and is giving birth. The pain of the birth, all the struggles of pregnancy, and she gives birth, and it's a new world. And you forget the pain because you go back and you repeat it, and you have the second child and the third child. A man won't do that, I can tell you that now. You go through that pain one time. Forget that. Stay on your side of the line. But we thank God for mothers today. Bless Mother's Day. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we are thankful for all that you are to us. We're thankful for life, that we're not just existing. We have a purpose. We have a destiny that has been ordained by you. And we know that we will all fulfill and accomplish that which you have called us to do. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. For your word is clear. Where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. And you are, O God, is spirit. So we know also that where your spirit is, there is liberty. So today we celebrate freedom. We celebrate liberty. We celebrate the law of liberty, love. We celebrate life. We celebrate, oh God, you, the God who is our source and resource. Blessed be your holy name forever. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the most wonderful and glorious name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Our young ones have, praise the Lord, let's give the Lord a good clap of it. Our young ones have a presentation this morning, and they're going to come at this point, but I want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day to the mother of this house, the one that God has graced to pray, preach, teach, and help us stay focused on the mandates of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Mothers are extraordinary. I don't need to tell you that. No one is here without the egg, the seed of a mother. I don't care whether that mother carried you, it came out of an egg that was fertilized. Amen? Life, God's life for us, came about because of mothers. We give God praise for mothers today. And we thank God, we celebrate you. You are masters in so many ways, doing all kinds of things that you were trained to do and things that you were never trained to do, because you were creative, because creative power is within you, and we celebrate that creative grace, and we celebrate you today. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at, oh yes. I just want to say something while they are getting ready. I'm so excited about our little ones. Sometimes I watch them worshiping God. They put us to shame, some of them. They really do. I watch them doing choreography and, you know, by themselves, you know, raising their hands, worshiping. That's incredible. That is not something that you teach. That's something that comes from their heart. Thank God for them. Bless you.
For her worth is far above rubies.
For
Proverbs 31, verse 15. She also rises while it is yet night, and a portion and provides treats for her household and a portion for her maidservants.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 21. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet.
Wow.
Proverbs 31, verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come.
Proverbs 31, verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness.
Proverbs 31:27-28. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat bread of idleness.
Proverbs 31:28. Her children rise up and call her blessed.
Yeah.
Her husband also and praises her.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Good day, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. And I hope, Fathers, you kept your reservation. Mother's Day, there's no room in the restaurant. Father's Day, you don't need reservation. Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for every mom for taking care of us, feeding us, nurturing us, and being the wonderful mothers you are. We thank God for all the young mothers to be, the little ones. We thank God for every family. Thank God for dads. Without dads, there are no moms. So we bless the Lord. And thank you, children, for the beautiful presentation this morning with the teachers and the scriptures. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We bless your holy name. Thank you for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners all over the world, all our children that are in this house, those hearing the sound of my voice, every single one from 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those walking the earth every decade of life, we commit all our lives before you. Father, remember every child today. We are your beloved children. May they know who they are in God, and may they walk with you all their days. There's no point existing in this earth without knowing you. So, Lord, may they carry the marking of Jesus Christ. In our world today, where there are troubles and all kinds of mess, may your message be the priority in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, they started learning the word of God. May that word be written in the table of their heart, that it can never be deleted from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless all their teachers, we bless all the parents, and we bless all our leaders. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into our heart, into the service. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our hearts. We welcome you into the service. We welcome you into our city, our nation, our household, and especially in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Well, yesterday you had a ladies' fellowship. I hope you attended, and I hope it all went well. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I couldn't join you because I was somewhere else. We had a good time there too. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, this morning our scripture reading is going to be Proverbs 31. We start from verse 10. There are many scriptures I could read you, but we thank God. Hallelujah. You can also, at your own time, read Luke 1 and 2, about two great women in the Bible, about Mary and Elizabeth. So you can read that also. All right? One, the forerunner for Jesus. The other, the mother of Jesus. All right, let's start reading. Everybody should be there from verse 10. You can read the whole chapter when you get home. There are 31 verses in Proverbs. 31. So you'll be able to remember that one. 31:31. Most times people don't like reading, especially women, reading this. After they read, they say, my goodness, I can't keep up with all of this. You don't need to keep up with all of this. Just find one or two things, keep up with that one. Start there. Say amen. Well, God says this is what we should look up to. So you don't look up to the people of the earth, look up to what the word says. Say amen. All right. Let's read. Who can find a virtuous woman. That means she's rare. May God find you, and may God find me, and may I become one of those rare gems. You should be saying amen. Even if you are a man, you should say amen for your sisters, your wife, your daughters. Say amen. For her price is far above rubies. Rubies are precious stones, red stones. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Say amen. So if there's trust in her, you will never lack in that household. May trust enter your family today. Say amen. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So wives, don't go kill your husband. Do him good. Amen. Say amen. Some people say, I'm not married, so I don't have. Well, you should be saying amen, then you will be married. Say amen. You can do me too. Hallelujah. It's better you get the best one than the rotting one. May God give you the best one. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right. All the days of her life, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So you ought to stay in one marriage. So pray that your marriage will be good so you are in it all the days of your life. Say, Lord, fix my marriage. So if I'm going to do good, anoint me with good. There is no amen here. I said men, you can say amen for them. Because this is a prayer. If you have good women in a church, the church flourishes. Say amen. Amen. If you have gossipers in a church, the church does not flourish. May God have mercy on us. Say amen. Verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. That means she's an industrious person. May God bless, God only bless the work of her hands. May he give us something that we are doing. And may we do it with all our might. Amen. Some women work with their hands, some work with their mouth. Some do brain work, some do physical work. Wherever work you are doing, may God bless you. Amen. Verse 14, she's like the merchant's ships. Not just one, no, multiple. She bringeth her food from afar. Say amen. So husbands, if your wife is industrious and she likes to trade and do things, encourage her. Do not discourage her. Say amen. Some men suppress their wives because they want to be the it. We don't have that kind of people here. So you say, Lord, help my family. Say amen. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Say amen. Today we hardly have maidens. That means you don't have house help. But it's God's will that you have house help. May God help every one of us. So your household is not just supposed to be for you, yourself, your spouse, and your children. You're supposed to have other people you are taking care of. Part of the blessing of Abraham is he had 300 servants, helpers, that were trained by him, them and their children, serving. They were not slaves. He even said, if I don't have a child, I'm going to will my property to them. So he treated them as his own. So we ought to have staff. May God give us staff. Say amen. So may God give you staff in your business. May give us staff in the church. May give us staff in our homes. Can you pray that and say a big amen? Amen. You know, we're so stuck in care, Sarah. But that's not God's will. May we go into God's will. You ought to take care of other families other than your family. Say amen. Say big amen. That means if you're going to have staff, you're going to have big property to take care of them. And not treat them as your servants, but treat them as God's children. Say amen. If you don't want them your property, then build something for them somewhere else. They can come to work and give them transportation. Our amen is quiet again. That's a good thing. May God bless us to this level. Jesus died that we will have this blessing. He died that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us. And this is one of them. Say amen. Verse 16. In some countries, they practice this thing. We just forgot about it. So may it come to us. Verse 16. She considered a field and buyed it. With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. You know why when we go to Nigeria, we enjoy this. When we go home, they serve me my food in my room. I don't have to go out if I don't want to. Praise the Lord. I'm asked what time I like to eat, what I like to eat, and when I like to eat. All I need to do is take shower by myself. That's all. Don't make bed. Don't do nothing. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's common. May God bring that here. And may God give me that. As I'm getting older and I say, oh Lord, I do need help. So praise the Lord. Say amen. And they take care of their staff. I say big amen to that. Can all the mothers say amen? So they spend their time taking care of their husband and their children. That's their job. Nothing else. Nothing else. And no stress. No quarrel in the house. Verse 17. She girded her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. May we guard ourselves with the strength of the Lord. Joy of the Lord. Say amen. Amen and amen. Verse 18, she perceived that her merchandise is what? Good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Don't sell junk. Give the best merchandise. Some people are junk traders. Where there's junkyard, you need that for vehicles and all of that. But you don't need to go and make things that will spoil and sell it to people. May we give the best. May our products be best. Verse 19, she laid her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. Okay, she knows how to spin and make clothes. Well, they didn't have, what stores do we have now? Walmart then. So you got to make your own Walmart at home. You need soap? You made it. You need clothes? You made it. They didn't have the bay then. Well, somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I was born at the bay season. So, but at that time, they did what they had to do. Not only for their own family, but for all the people they have to take care of. So that strength is still in our DNA. May God strengthen us and not be weary and tired and worn out. Verse 20, she stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. Every one of us can do this. Every one of us can do this. You can help somebody. Say amen. Some people are just about themselves. I don't know how you can live with yourself. The Bible says if you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. So if you lend anything to the Lord, what kind of interest are you going to get back? Hundredfold and 1,000-fold. 1,000 times blessing. May we change our way of doing. Say amen. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Say, praise the Lord. Her household doesn't wear junk. They wear the best clothing. May we begin to wear the best clothing. Not at the price of highest clothing, but the best. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. I can't explain more than that. That's the word of the Lord. So some of us, we have packed in the headquarters of junk clothing. May God deliver us from that. You don't need to go spend tons of money looking good. I don't. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God can provide. Say amen. He provides. He provides. I won't be telling you how much I pay for my clothing, but he does take care of, he will anoint you and take care of you. Say, Lord, you want me to be wearing silk and tapestry and purple clothing? Jesus fed the poor, but he never dressed like the poor. Say, Lord, help me. I don't know where some of the things we're doing come from. May God set us free from them. Say amen. Kings don't wear rags. Kings act like kings. We are the kingdom of kings and priests. Say, Lord, don't go steal, don't go do bad things. God can take care of you with $20 budget. He can take care of you with $30 budget. But don't go use that $30 and put on junk and show that your heavenly father is from the junkyard. Oh, it's getting too quiet. Let me move on. So I say, Lord, just take care of me. Say amen. A husband is known in the gates when he's seated among the elders of the land. Say amen. May your husband be known for good things. You know, he's doing good things. That's why he can sit with the elders of the land, because they're the ones that are going to judge cases and say, this is how we want our society to go. So the husband is in leadership. May your husband rise to leadership position. Say amen. Verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it. She's a trader. And delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She monetizes what God has blessed her with. May God put that anointing in your household, in my household. Verse 25, strength and honor her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Say amen. Say amen. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Say amen. So you don't open your mouth and everybody's trying to say, please, can you shut up? No, but people will say, please, can I hear more? Say amen. Say amen. Oh, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. I was somewhere ministering yesterday, to God be the glory. So when I finished, the person say, are we reading the same Bible? Where is all this coming from? I say, where to God be the glory. And they say, you'll be back, and you'll be back, and you'll be back again. I say, to God be the glory. May God fill us with wisdom and his ways. Bible says wisdom is profitable to all. May we have that profitable wisdom for us and our household. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Say amen. Say amen. May your children call you blessed, and may your husband praise you. in the name of Jesus. Say amen. I don't hear the man saying amen. I should be hearing some baritone and some deep voices. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you are not used to praising your wife, begin to call her sweet names and she will be sweet to you. Praise the Lord. If you call her old hag, she will be old hag to you. Whatever Adam say, that's what it is. So say only what you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can wake up early in the morning and you can say, isn't she lovely? Ooh, praise the Lord. I'm having too much good time. Better hurry and get down. Verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. May you be the best of the best, top of the crop. In the name of Jesus. Or how do you say, cream of the crop? Cream of the crop. See, I'm still learning Canadian language after 40-something years here. Praise the Lord. Cream of the crop. Hallelujah. Verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Isn't that true? As you get older, you find out this. You know, one time we have nice cheese, chiseled, what do you call this? Jawbone. Eh? But as you start getting older, the neck start doing something. We're family, praise the Lord. Something start changing. You know, things start changing. But you are still beautiful because the beauty is inside. Amen? And your spouse still loves all those fold. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because they're not married. If you marry to only beauty, you will be disappointed. It does fade. But the beauty of the Lord never fades. It's from glory to glory. And that's why it comes from wisdom. It comes from your inner person. So invest in your inner man so you'll be forever beautiful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. May God give you something that will show forth the glory of God coming out of your own life. May you not be overshadowed by man, but may the shadow of the Almighty cover you, that you will shine forth with the fruits of what God has blessed you with. In the name of Jesus. Father, let's rise. You sat a little already, so let's just close prayer here. Not closing prayer, but Father, we just thank you for your holy word. These things man cannot do by their might, but by your spirit we can. So baptize us women with all these wonderful gifts that we operate in them to bring glory and honor to your holy name, to be a blessing to our families, to our spouse, our children, our helpers, in the name of Jesus, to our staff and those we trade with. Father, we thank you for all people, men and women. Let your name be magnified through every one of our lives. We bless the nation of Israel. We speak peace to Jerusalem. Peace within our walls and our palaces. Peace, peace, peace. And Lord, we speak that peace over all nations. Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Cuba, England, in the name of Jesus, we speak your peace to all the islands of the seas and all nations and all first people of the earth. Be magnified and glorified. Let your name be exalted forever. And Lord, those that are sick, we speak healing over them. Be healed be restored, be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak your holy word over this congregation, that your word will come with power, grace, favor, and mercy, will come with deliverance, healing, and wholeness. And every home where a mother is sick today, heal that mother, heal her children, bring peace to them, provide for them, O Lord, give them breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that have their birthdays, we bless them. And those that have their anniversary, we bless them. And those that are having good news, we bless them. And we thank you for the mighty works you are doing in our pastor that is sick life. You are restoring him 100%. Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. And we thank you for your speedy recovery, speedy wholeness. And we thank you for the wonderful testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and bless all our seed sown. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Thank God once again for the mothers. Thank God for the matriarch of this house. We celebrate her. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today's Mother's Day, and if you've been here long enough, you know that messages are not tailored made to whatever celebration we're having at a particular time. We want to just hear from God, period. Amen? But that's not to say that when we are celebrating particular things that we don't discuss it. But my approach, and I believe this is how the Lord leads me, is to not just talk about things that we are familiar with, everybody knows, but to go a little bit deeper, to look closer. Take the magnifying glass and, okay, I see that. Too many contracts have been signed without checking the fine print. And day in, day out, we accept things, you know, that maybe on your phone, you know, they want you to do some kind of update and you're trying to go past that and say, no, you've got to agree with the contract first. How many don't go and read the contract because it's so long, they just say, okay. And then you find out, you just give your life away. Now they have access to everything because you said, agree, accept. Well, in the kingdom of God, we need to look closer, not because God is tricking us, but look closer to know how the things of God work. To not just read a scripture and look at it just from the surface, but think about implications. Someone say implications. Yeah. What does this mean? How is this applied? How would this affect this, that, and so on and so forth? Mama read to us from Proverbs chapter 31 just a moment ago. The young ones, while singing that wonderful song, and let's give them a good clap. Hallelujah. Celebrate our young ones coming up, and they're going to do amazing things. While they were singing, we're also quoting from Proverbs 31. And as we read Proverbs 31 and think about the virtuous woman, We can just read from the surface and not see what the Word of God is saying. That there are deeper levels to that statement that has been made. How does this happen? How is this applied? What does the Word of God say makes this happen this way? And on and on and on. There are implications and there are applications. Praise the Lord. So we start from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. And we read, and Adam called his wife's name Eve. Praise the Lord. Adam called his wife's name what? Eve. And he called the wife's name Eve because it says she was the mother. She was the mother of all living. Adam called his wife's name Eve, or life giver. That's what Eve means, life giver. Say that again. Life giver. Oh, her name is Eve. Yes, well, what does Eve mean? Life giver. It means the mother of all living. The mother of all living. What does a mother do? A mother does not only give birth. A mother nurtures. And gives life. So what do you think the devil wants to do? Produce death. Yes? True or not? So what did the devil do? Right there in the garden. The wages of sin is what? Death. So who does the devil go to make sure that sin comes? He went to the man, right? He went to the what? The life giver. If life is to be sustained, it is sustained by how we nurture. Come with me. The Bible says that when God breathed into man, man became a what? A living soul. Yes? Man became a living soul. So, we know that. But then we read in Proverbs, or rather in the Psalms, that God created everything by the breath of his mouth. But we know from Genesis 1 and John 1 that God created by speaking words. So if God spoke and gave life to everything by the spoken word, but the word of God now says in Psalms it was by the breath of his mouth, and God breathed into man, then what God breathed into man was what? His word. Are we together so far? Words. So, if the word of God says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, then it must mean then that words are what sustains us. So life giver now connects with words. No, please don't throw stones at me. Don't throw stones at me. But I will ask a question, and then you tell me the answer. Who has more words, men or women? Is that true? And now we're talking. So what do you think the devil want to do with the words of the woman? More life, or will he want to bring? He wants her to speak death. And so we've got to come to the realization, if I am a mother, and I'm a great mother, and I'm all of that, the words that come out of my mouth must be blessed words. Do we receive that? No stones yet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about life given. A mother gives life to her family by the words. That's why when you see men, let's say you were watching a football game, a basketball game, some kind of sports, but especially football, you know, and you ask the guys, you know, a question, or they want to respond to an interview, they will thank God, but most times they will thank their what? Their mother. Yeah? Why? Because mother, oh, my baby. And she will speak nice words and rub your head until you're bald. And she just be nice. Hallelujah. Nice words. And that man, big and tough as he is nurtured by the words of her mother, of his mother, rather. Yeah? Let's not confuse the genders now. Our pronouns. Hallelujah. Mother and mothering is important. We're just looking at Genesis 3:20. We've not gone any further. And I tell you, child of God, we can keep on going on this particular well here, and it will keep on going and going until we've gone from Genesis to Revelation. What am I saying? I'm saying the Word of God is powerful. It embraces so much, and you and I need to take a hold of it so that we can live in the fullness of life. Hallelujah. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, or Shavah. Shavah is the Hebrew word. Eve. Because she's a life giver. In the birthing process and in the sustaining process. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got that so far? Now the Word of God tells us in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Exodus 20 and verse 12. The Word of God says, honor thy father and thy, what, mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. That you live long in the land or in the promise. Yes? So, if you want to live long in the promise, you arrived in your promised land or promised place. For you to live long there, meaning that you enjoy the fruitfulness of the victory that you've experienced, to stay there and to continue from there, it says, honor your father and your mother, that may happen. Or else, you can arrive at a particular place that it's your dream place. And when you get there, not be there long. And says, oh, the boss hated me. Oh, this and all that and all, no. Oh, nothing. Go back and check what you did with your father and your mother. Oh, my father and mother, they're long dead and so on. No, but how did you honor your father and your mother? And not just your natural father and mother, but your spiritual father and mother. How did you honor your elders? Those that are... Now the word of God continues. And let me look at Luke chapter 1, in verse 46 to 48, talking about the role of the woman. Mary is the one that God has handpicked to carry him and birth him into the world. Watch this. God looked for a woman to birth him. God looked for what? A woman to what? Birth him. Now, God created Adam and Eve all by himself. He could have done the same thing with the second or last Adam. Created another man. Yes? But he elected to come through a woman. Why? Because the word has been spoken already that this woman is what? Life giver. God honored. When we start talking about fathers, you'll be amazed at what role fathers are supposed to play. But we're talking about mothers today. God, when man said, she is Shava, Eve, life giver. When man said that, God came into agreement. And now decides that out of that woman, the seed, the seed of the woman, which, and the Bible says, the word, the seed is the what? The word. Remember that? You do? Jesus talking about the sorrow, the parable of the sowers, and he's interpreting, and he said, the seed is the word. Adam said, Eve, Shava, life giver. That's the word. Now I'm going to come and I will align with the word. And I am going to come through a woman whose name is Mary. Mara. Bitterness. I'm going to come through there and I'm going to bring out sweetness. Is somebody listening yet? It says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. What is she doing? She has a mindset and an attitude to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit had rejoiced in God, my Savior. In God, my Savior. Who told her about that? The proclamations of faith. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. That is a virtuous woman. Who is this virtuous woman? The one who has a fear of God. Proverbs 31 and verse 31. She has a fear of God. And she praises God. And all of a sudden, Mary is living out, verse 30 rather, Mary is living out the life of the virtuous woman. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. God working in her and through her, manifesting his divine purpose and his honor, because she chose God. Praise God. So God tells us, honor your father, honor your mother. Leviticus chapter 19. Seems like we are repeating ourselves, but Leviticus 19 and verse 3. Listen to this. Ye shall fear every man his what? Mother. Huh? What? What are you talking about? God says, fear your mother. Fear your mother and his father, and keeps my Sabbaths, I am the Lord your God. That word, ye shall fear, means to revere. Okay? Have reverence, honor. Every one of you, every man. Revere, honor your father and your mother, and keep my Sabbaths. Keep my rest. Say that again. Keep my what? Rest. The Sabbath is about rest. And the word of God is saying, if you don't honor in your father and your mother, there's no rest. I am the Lord your God. I rested. How did God get to rest? The Bible says he rested from all of his works. Part of rest comes from our connectivity in the atmosphere of unity, oneness, togetherness. Let us make man in our image and likeness. That's where rest comes from. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There's no rest in the home if there's no unity. If you want rest, you must walk from a position of unity. Now I want to go a little bit deeper. I want to go to Proverbs 11 and verse 16. Proverbs 11 and verse 16. It says, a gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain what? Riches. Oh, that's interesting. Gracious women retain honor. They keep it. Not just for themselves, but it impacts their family. Proverbs 31, we just read it. Even the husband is in the gates. And then the Bible says, she is praised in the gates. She retains honor, not only by her words, but by her attitude, but and also by how she carries herself and trades, bringing about profit, increasing whatever it is that she has. The miracles in the Bible that have to do with multiplication and increase, you can trace a lot of them back to a woman. Somebody listening? You can trace it all back to a woman. The role of a woman. Moses' wife. God comes and says, I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to kill this guy right now. He's a God who said, take my people out into the promised land. And God is coming there to kill Moses because he messed up. It is the wife that comes and, without knowing everything, had spiritual insight and discernment to know what to do that saved Moses. Am I speaking Bible? Is this true or not? Honor. We might think it is not a great deal because there are some people who just think about getting rich and they don't care about honor, as long as they can buy whatever it is they want to buy when they want to buy it. But God looks at the woman and he says, I want you to retain honor. Keep it. Pull it in. Dish it out. Honor. So what will the enemy want to do? He will want to bring about dishonor. But when you have the fear of God, your honor is not based on your beauty or whatever it is that you have, but the fear of God. That's where true essence of living is. Turn to your neighbor, say, he's going somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know what God's word says. We've seen it clearly. Proverbs 31. And verse 11. The heart of her husband. Actually, let me take it up from verse 10. Let me start from verse 10. It says here, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her price is far above what? Rubies. I don't know if we can appreciate the importance of a woman. Remember, she's a life giver. The only other person that we know is a life giver is God. Yeah? God, life giver. And now we have the man says, life giver. Now, the word of God says here, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far, is what? The word far is unnecessary here. We can say, for her price is above rubies. But this is a qualifier. Far. God's word doesn't use that word far that often. But it uses it concerning his bride. And that bride is his church. And he says about that bride that we are seated far above. Is somebody listening? Far above. Now, God is using that qualifier to tell us something, that we are beyond the destroyer. Praise the Lord. Far above the destroyer, far above calamity, far above whatever. In other words, you will overcome no matter what the situation is. And then it uses that word in terms of rubies. Ruby is a red stone. Am I right? Am I right? Okay. Red is very representative of the blood. Yes? So we see the scarlet thread hanging down the wall of Jericho, and that segment of the wall of Jericho, when all of the wall collapsed, just that segment stayed up because of the action of a woman. Are we together? The action of a woman. What am I saying? Women are what? Life givers. It has not changed. Let the women say, I'm a life giver. Yeah. Life giver by birthing, life giver by sustaining. But it says a woman is meant to sustain or retain honor. So that tells me something. The part of giving life and continued life is by what? Honor. Somebody say honor. So if your marriage is going to continue to live, guess what it's going to need? Honor. Are we together? So if your marriage is going to fall apart, if your family is going to fall apart, you are going to have to bring dishonor into it. And how does dishonor come about? Dishonor will come about by one thing and one thing alone. The primary ductway for dishonor is a disrespect for what God's word says, which translates to disrespect of the second head after God. The second head is what? Come on, talk to me. It's a man. So if disaster is going to come, it's going to come through that pipeline. I don't care what God says. And you are a nobody. And it is called, in our, maybe some other day I'll talk about this, it's called emasculating. Any home where the man has been emasculated, in other words, reduced from where he's supposed to be, that home is guaranteed to collapse. We're talking about mothers. And we're talking about the role that mothers play. And the primary role is that of a what? Say it. Life giver. But life given is going to be destroyed when honor does not continue. So if I disregard what God's word says, that he's my provider, my protector, my whatever, and I'm pregnant with a child, I can abort it because I dishonor God. Am I speaking Greek? Are we on the same page? You can understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Dishonor. When I honor life, I will birth that child no matter what, how it came. No matter how it came, because I know my primary assignment is I'm a life giver. I don't know how this happened or why it happened, why I'm the one chosen to do this. With all this pain, with all of this trouble, but God, my role and my calling is also to be a life giver. I will birth this child and I will give life to this child. I will help this child become a fulfillment of testimony. So we have a great man of God called James Robison. Can you imagine how many lives have been impacted because of a James Robison who should have been aborted? Can you imagine how many lives have been changed because of a Jesus that was not aborted? Don't tell me he was not qualified for an abortion. What are you going to tell? I got pregnant. By God. Yes, right. I was born at night, but not last night. That's not how it happens. But honor, I will magnify the Lord. When you retain honor and you don't let go of it, you will always produce life. And the attack of the enemy is to make certain that you don't retain honor and that you don't retain your fear and your sense of purpose, recognizing that God has blessed you and that it is not the words of a man that make you who you are, but that God has called you and anointed you and empowered you. I'm woman. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's so important that women are so important that God ends up classifying us as women, all of us, because we become the bride. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is important. I'm a life giver. I retain honor, and my honor shall not be diminished. I retain it. I keep it. I prosper by this. I will flourish by this. I will be everything God calls me to be. Glory be to God. Proverbs 3 and verse 15. Remember, verse 11 or 10 rather, tells us that her price is more precious, far above rubies. Now see the comparison from Proverbs chapter 3. And here it's talking about wisdom. And in inference, the wisdom in Proverbs, we'll find out as we keep on going, has to do with who Jesus is, our Lord is. And Jesus, our Lord, is the wisdom of God. We know that in the New Testament. Now he says, she is more precious than rubies. Wisdom is. So what is God's word saying about the woman? He's saying, she is the embodiment of wisdom. She's the embodiment of wisdom. A wise woman. Knows what to do. It was one of those. A man that David had helped greatly. When David needed assistance, he's acting rudely. Nabal. His name was Fool. Foolishness. Here comes the wife, Abigail, says, David, I know you want to go kill that guy, and he deserves it. He's a fool. But I tell you what, if you do it, you're going to mess up your destiny. Don't do it. Shoo, go away. Don't go near that guy because he's going to mess up your destiny. A woman with wisdom. Women, when your husband wants to make a foolish decision, come alongside, say, honey, this thing that you're about to do, I understand why you want to do it. In fact, I will join you to do it. But if you do it, you'll mess up a greater vision. You must retain your honor. That's what Abigail did. Retain your honor. You don't do it. Choose righteously right now. When your husband wants to go and do the wrong thing, don't agree with it. Bring wisdom to the table. Amen? Men, we must understand that God's greatest gift to us outside of himself is the woman that God has placed in our lives. In fact, your good success in life is directly lined up to how you're dealing with this. Do you remember the widow that was childless? She was a barren, and she sees the prophet. And she says, I perceive he's a prophet. I will have him come to our house and eat. And then after a while, she says, we need to build a penthouse room for him. Remember that one? Yes. It was not the guy. It was the woman. And the virtuous woman is looking for things. And you shortchange yourself. when you have a wife that is trying to help you to find new ways of doing things righteously, and you discount it. If you discount it, you're discounting yourself. The only time a man should not listen is when that woman is saying something good, bad, or ugly that does not align with what God has spoken to him about. If God did not speak to you about it, and your wife comes alongside and gives a great idea, consult with God. Find out from God if this is what he's saying, and then do accordingly. Because ultimately, it's about us aligning ourselves with God. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that everything the woman is going to say is the perfect right thing. I'm saying, man, it's your responsibility to take whatever advice you've got and take it to God to confirm that that's what he's saying. Not because you doubt her, but because you know that if you do it wrong, you, the man, are the one going to be responsible for making the decision. It's not the woman. Huh? The world did not fall into sin until Adam agreed. Hello? We'll talk about this on Father's Day. But man, understand this. Until you come into agreement with whatever is going wrong, it will not happen in your home. But as soon as you come into agreement, it hits the fan. So no matter what happens, man, are you listening? Don't go in the wrong path. Let me wrap this up. But this is where I'm going to go to now. Oh, Lord God Almighty, how did the time go so fast? Okay. I know what I'm going to do. Come with me to Genesis 49. I'm going to tie something together for us here to pull everything together. Genesis 49, beginning to read from verse 22. Genesis 49, 22. I'll revisit this passage again some other time. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the walls. In other words, he breaks limitations. Amen? The archers have sorely grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. Well, watch this. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above. Blessings of the deep that lies under. So God's saying, from the lowest point to the highest point. Blessing, no matter where it's coming from, blessing. Blessings of the breast and of the womb. So it talks about blessings from heaven, blessings from underneath the earth, and now it talks about blessings of the what? Of the breast. So the word of God says there are blessings of the breast. And there are blessings of the womb, just in case men want to say, I got a breast too. God qualifies it. Hallelujah. It says, the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, My progenitors. My progenitors are the ones that birthed me. So, remember what I said earlier. If the man does not come into agreement, it does not work. The devil knows it. But the devil also knows that the one that will birth it is a woman. Yeah? But I want to stop for a moment because of the interest of time. I'll visit this passage again some other time. It says, the blessings of the breast and of the womb. So the word of God is telling us that there is a blessing from the breast. Now that starts very early at the time of birthing. The woman develops the breast milk that becomes the agent through which immunity is established for the child. Am I all right? But do you know that same breast that the enemy has used it to kill many children? Say, how? How, Pastor? Hi, Pastor. Can that happen? Well, when there is bitterness, anger, and you've embraced depression and whatever else is all connected to it. I know we have our science and our biology and whatever else, but I'm telling you from the spiritual perspective. You can poison and kill your child. Now, we didn't know this until a few decades ago, where certain children died and they checked on the breast milk of the mother and found out that the breast milk was poisonous to the child. And they traced it back to the deep anger that the mother was carrying. Now, breast milk can be contaminated by so many other things. Now, that's a rare situation, but it happens. And the Bible tells us that anger, Ecclesiastes 7:9, anger rests in the bosom of fools. Remember, the woman is identified with wisdom. Yes? But now it's now being identified with fools. Not just women, but if you understand what I'm talking about here, I'm trying to talk about the bosom. It says, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger rested in the bosom of fools. That's what the word of God says. Now, how does this anger feed itself? Because anger ends up being bitterness. Yeah? Hebrews 12 and verse 15. While we're going to Hebrews 12 and verse 15, let's understand that bitterness starts when we cling to anger, when we cleave ourselves to anger, to resentment, to different things happen and we are not walking in love by forgiving each other. We become frustrated people, easily irritated. Because we perceive an abuse or feel that we've been unfairly treated. The Word of God says, we need to look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Many be defiled because of bitterness. And if bitterness and anger is in there, the Word of God says it's going to rest in your bosom. Now, the bosom, interestingly enough, is located in two places. When we talk about bosom, we're talking about the breast and we're talking about the lap. So you might see in certain situations that when you see the word bosom, they're talking about the lap area, how you carry yourself, how things are going to move. Your bigger muscles are right here that give you movement. Are you with me? Okay. And when anger rests there, it shuts down your true movement. It frustrates vision. When anger rests in the breast, it poisons the life that you are supposed to give. So as mothers, understanding who we are and what God has called us to, it will guide us in knowing how we can fulfill our assignment and frustrate the enemy to make sure that he does not steal life from us and cause us to be generators of death. That makes sense? Praise the Lord. My focus is on mothers today and dealing with that particular aspect so that we can be the best mothers that we can be. There are things we must guard against, and certainly, even though I spend the least amount of time dealing with it, is make sure you don't embrace anger, bitterness, because that is going to affect the abundance of your heart. Yes? And out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth is going to what? Speak. And that speaking is what gives life or death. So let me end up with Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18:20. To pull everything together for us. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, the belly is going to be filled. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Wait a minute. I thought we were talking about the tongue. Well, this is it. Men, women, are you listening? The greatest confessor of the words. Remember, what the man says is what's going to be happening, right?
Yes.
But look at what the Word of God is leading to. It's saying that the one that God has assigned in the home, and if you find that woman, is a woman that is speaking good things out constantly. Do you see it all together now? Did I lose you, Sister Sandra? You're staring. Women, prophesy. Don't confirm the negativity. Speak what God said. Amen? God is looking for that. Because the man said, she is the life giver. And so God always goes back to see what the woman is saying. Now, understand, that's why whatever the man is saying, come. Whatever the man is saying in prayer doesn't get answered because God always checks to see what the mother, the wife, is saying. Hello? So if you love your family, forget about the foolishness of the man. Speak good. Because God is coming to check your mouth. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit, if you grieve the Holy Spirit, your goose is cooked. Because the Holy Spirit is connected to the woman. Is somebody hearing something? Okay, go back and listen to this video or this message, because I know for sure that you did not get all of it. I know. So you need to go back and listen and listen and listen again until it gets in there and our families will be changed. Praise the Lord. Our families will what? Be changed. Say what you got to say to the glory of God. Amen? Hallelujah. When a woman decided to say the wrong thing about the prophet of God, David, who was busy praising God, God says, you know what? I'm going to make this woman barren. She's not going to have a child. And anything that she says out of her mouth, it's not going to work anymore. I'm shutting it down. Because if Micah kept on saying that and God keeps on listening, David will not be the person that he's supposed to be. Somebody listening? Did you hear it all? Then shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Rise with me. We're not pretending when we say good things when things are not right. We have to acknowledge what is wrong, but what God has commissioned us to do is to speak life. For the power of life and death, Proverbs, right after the good woman, the next thing God's word says is the power of life and death are in the power of the what? The tongue. Amen? Go back, read it. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. This is what God says, and it's connected. So we're going to pray this prayer. Repeat after me. Father, I surrender my life completely to you. You are Lord. Forgive us this day for every evil word that's come out of our mouths. Forgive us for allowing us, O God, allowing ourselves to live under frustration, to be easily irritated, angry, and bitter. Father, cleanse us, every one of us, from every root of bitterness. This very moment, we love life, and therefore we will speak life. We reject the lies of the enemy, and we say yes to your will, yes to your word. Thank you, Lord, that we have obtained favor of you. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sins. And for retaining salvation, honor, peace, and prosperity. We bless our mothers now. May they grow and birth children and be everything you've called them to be. We call forth this day that the generations to come will flourish and prosper. Our children will glorify you. They will magnify you. They will be leaders in the mighty name of Jesus. They will shut down the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so. Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. Let us release unto God with thanksgiving that which God has blessed us with. Every one of us, God has given something to. And he says, I want 10% of that. I want you to honor me with your tithe. Because honor is the conduit through which true prosperity takes place in the life of anyone. And if you're going to retain honor by first and foremost honoring God, then as the word of God says, the man shall get great wealth. A strong man. Hallelujah. And a man becomes strong because of the words that are coming into his life from that woman. May the words that come out of our mothers, our wives, our daughters that are going to be mothers in the days to come, be words that build and establish. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much for your faithfulness and your giving. May God continue to prosper, direct, guide, and uphold with supernatural speed everything that you do for his glory and honor. Thank God for you. At this time, let us all share together in communion. Those of you that made commitments to honor God with a special offering for missions, I continue to encourage you to do so. And when you do so, please let me know so I can join hand in agreement with you to declare that the blessings of God come forth. And that which you have given is not just replaced, but that God will increase you at every turn. Let the men say, I have found, even the children that are boys, say this with me. I have found a good thing. I have found a good wife. I have found favor of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for this table of communion. Lord, let your words truly be fulfilled in all of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we eat and we flourish in your abundance. Amen. Take and eat.
You have the cup of blessing. Say, everything is alive.
Everything is alive.
Say, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
God.
The life of God.
flows in me,
flows in me,
flows in my life,
flows in my life,
flows in my family,
flows in my family,
flows all around me,
flows all around me,
living waters,
living waters,
they flow out of me,
flow out of me.
Everything that is dead,
everything that is dead,
comes alive,
comes alive.
Everything begins to bloom.
Everything begins to bloom.
And blossom.
And blossom.
The things that God has given to me.
The things God has given to me.
And my household.
My household.
They shall bloom and blossom.
They shall bloom and blossom.
They shall bear fruit.
They shall bear fruit.
They shall bear good fruits.
They shall bear good fruit.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Once again, we celebrate our mothers, life givers. We thank God for every one of you. And we thank God that because of you, our homes will be blessed at all times. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, tonight, look forward to seeing you. Do we have anyone here for the first time? Any first time? Okay. Looks like everyone has been here before. Is there anyone on Zoom? Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Hi, Sister Carol. Hi, Sister
Carol.
Brother
bless
Bill.
You. Happy Mother's Day.